The Knock 'em Stiff, 1990 something. A grungy club where the cigarette smoke rises and mixes with a smell of sweat in the air. A frazzled bartender with tattoo-covered arms tries to keep up with the drink orders while dodging a constant barrage of pickup lines. An eager roadie manages the merch counter, hawking expensive t-shirts and CDs to a largely uninterested crowd. In the corner, a group of piercing-covered punks laugh at the posers that have gathered en masse for tonight's show. A couple of enthusiastic fans stand near the front of the stage, trying in vain to get a mosh pit going, despite the slower average tempo of the current set. You are standing near the center of the crowd, gripping a clear plastic cup that once contained a beer. Not your beer. Your buddy, Greasy Dave, shoved the empty cup into your hands before stumbling off to get another. You stare at the stage, desperately wishing you could be closer to the stage to drown out the voices of your friends, all of whom are babbling incoherently about whether or not they would bang Courtney Love. You wonder if they dragged you along just to be the designated driver. Besides, you haven't been able to think about much of anything else since she walked on stage. She is absolutely captivating.
Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be. As a friend, as an old enemy. Take your time, hurry up. Choice is yours, don't be late. Take the rest, as a friend, as an old memory.
That frame her face perfectly. She strums an acoustic guitar that is plugged into a large black amp. She wears an unbuttoned, oversized flannel over top of a Soundgarden t-shirt that cut off right above her midriff. She has a pair of small jean shorts, and covering her legs was dark tights that became translucent under the stage lights. She wears large leather boots, but she moves with such enticing grace. You can't even remember who the headliner that you came to see was. And the way she sang, it makes you feel alive. The sultry tone of her voice with that grungy edge hangs in your mind between songs. You wonder, why wasn't she the headliner?
Thank you so much. We are Beyond the Kneefold. You've been a great crowd. Our shit's in the back if you want to support us. Thank you again. Good night.
What the fuck? She absolutely deserves more than some obligatory and scattered applause you say to yourself. You can hear your friends behind you making lewd jokes and insults at her expense. Angry and slightly claustrophobic, you make your way outside the club for some fresh air and peace of mind. The tour bus sits parked outside. You stand against the brick exterior, breathing in the urban air. Your moment of tranquility is broken by the sound of angry footsteps coming your way.
Hey. Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Hey, did you mean that? Like, did I actually do a good show? And you can be honest with me. I'm a front woman of a rock band that plays in shitty bars and dives. I can take it. Hmm. Okay, but how do I know, right? Like, I know what people say about me. They're not listening to me sing. They're sizing me up and trying to get a good enough picture of me stuck in their minds so they can go home and jerk off. And how the hell am I supposed to make it if nobody's listening to what I'm singing? Sorry. I'm sorry. You're being nice. Thank you for the compliment. Here, take my CD. You'll listen to it more than I will. You're welcome. Smoke? Yeah, I'm trying to quit myself, but after shows like this, I always find myself digging into my pocket for a Lucy and a lighter, you know, in spite of myself. So why are you out here? The headliner's about to start, and you've lost whatever shot you might have had at a good spot. What's going on? Oh. Yeah. I get that. These places will do that to you. A club like this can be the best place in the world, but sometimes it gets in your head and you can't get it the fuck out. And you know, I really shouldn't be complaining. These are nice gigs. The audiences are usually alright. I'm not living out on the streets, but I don't know, man. I guess I have a hard time feeling like I'm anything but eye candy. Like, people stare holes into me and then immediately forget about me as soon as they leave the club. How do I know that? Well, because nobody's buying the fucking records. And there's a very strong possibility that this might be our farewell tour. Because I'm broke, man. I'm broke as fuck, and I love music, but it's like, the passion's gone, you know? Some nights, I find myself checking the clock or counting down the songs on the set list, just waiting for the show to be over. Yeah. Well, what are you gonna do, right? You have good shows and you have bad shows, but I'm just so familiar with the bad show feeling that I'm convinced that all of our shows are bad shows, despite what very nice people like you tell me. Yeah. After a show, I usually find myself either drinking, trying desperately to write something new, or having random sex with a total stranger. And sure, that stuff was fun when I was just starting out, but now, I don't know, I find myself just wanting something more. A purpose. Something, or someone I can turn to when I start feeling like all hope for me is lost, you know? What about my bandmates? Sure, they're good guys, but so many have come and gone. And I know they're always looking for a better gig. I'm not good enough for them, man. And honestly, I don't blame them. I'm sorry, this is fucking dumb. You didn't ask to hear a sob story. I mean, you're just being nice, right? I'm sorry, this is... I'm just gonna go, if that's alright with you. What? Really? You like listening to me talk? That's wild. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, it's not really often that I hear that. Hmm. What made me want to play music? Easy. Fleetwood Mac, Rumors. The way Stevie sings with such emotion and vulnerability and yet so much power. Like, her weaknesses and bad experiences just make her stronger, you know? And they do, because they're what makes Stevie, Stevie. Why can't I do that? Because I'm not Stevie Nicks, dude. Because she's a legend and I'm me. And who needs me if they've already got Stevie Nicks? Listen, you know that song I played in there? Yeah, the second to last one, the bass solo? Remember that line? Remember that line when I sang, "A pale imitation of what's in the mirrors"? Well, that's kind of my most personal line. Because, like, I know what I look like. And I know how I look to other people. Yeah. Come on. You know it. Yes. Okay. Those are your words, not mine, okay? I look like a sexy, gives no fuck, grungy punk chick. Thanks. But that's not really who I am. Not all of me, at least. And to be honest, I'd much rather be the person that they think I am than who I actually am. Just a sad, lonely girl who doesn't have what it takes. Fuck. God, why am I telling you this stuff? Yeah, I never talk about my personal baggage with people, much less strangers. But I don't know. You just make me so comfortable. And out here, with no one but you watching, I feel like I can be honest. I guess that's another thing about performing every night. The moments of true interaction just hit you like a freight train. Anyway, I'm glad that I spent this one with you. And hey, since I just opened up my soul to you, can I ask you to answer just one question? But you gotta be honest with me, alright? Okay. Did you come out here hoping to run into me? You hesitated. I knew it. God, even the nice ones can't get enough of me. Okay. No, but seriously, why did you come out here? Other than because of me. Other than that, I guess. You needed to get away from your friends. Yeah. I know the feeling. What, were they just starting to get under your skin? Were they drunk and obnoxious? Were you sick of having to act differently around them? Yeah. A bit of both, I bet. Yeah? Yeah, I know the feeling. Yeah, I know the feeling. You know, when I do find the time to go to concerts, I like just flying solo, you know? It allows me to just soak in the music and let loose without having to worry about what my friends think. Yeah. Well, a good concert is like a religious experience for me. You know, the music infiltrates your mind and your heart, and it makes you do things you wouldn't do in any other setting, like dance, or sing along, or jump up and down, or make out with some guy in the bathroom. It frees me up to experience my life with no limits or hesitations, just totally free. And I've never found anyone that I can be comfortable acting that way around. Someone else for whom a perfect rock concert is just about the pinnacle of human experience. Do you feel that way? hear the headliner setting up in there. Better get in if you still want to watch. Oh, really? You have something better planned. And I thought you said there was nothing better than a good concert. I mean, what could you have planned that's better than that? God. You're a good kisser. You know, you don't kiss like the other guys I've fucked on this tour. You're different. You're loving. Passionate. Fuck. I could do this for hours. Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Right there. Keep kissing my neck. Keep kissing my neck like that. Fuck. You're so hot. You've got some flaming lips on you. I've heard this song every fucking night for the past 2 months, and I'm not gonna lie. I'm getting kind of sick of it. Okay, fuck, fine. We'll listen for a little longer. For you. Nice compromise. Kissing my ear. That way I can't hear anything but your kisses. And they're the best music of all.
Yeah, I know that was a terrible fucking line.
You think a songwriter would be better at the sweet and sexy talk, but nope. My thoughts get mixed up, just like everyone else. We can't. What if someone sees?
Yeah. Okay, fine. I admit that would be pretty punk rock, but I've got a better idea.
Come on. Which rock fan hasn't fantasized about fucking on the tour bus?
Of course you have. I have. And I live on a tour bus. You in? Yeah? Okay, rock and roll.
Well, here we are. Is it everything you expected? Me neither. To be honest, I kind of hate it, but for once on this tour, it isn't getting on my nerves.
I want you in my mouth. Yeah, that's what I want. I want to wrap my lips around your cock. And I want to sing into it like it's my fucking microphone.
Is that cheesy?
I know. Fuck.
Fuck. What are you doing? What are you up to?
Oh, you want to make me sing, huh? You like my voice that much? Yeah? Come on, baby. Make me sing then.
Fuck yeah. Tear my tights open. Yank down my panties. I don't care. I don't care how you get there. Just eat my pussy. Fuck.
Right there. Rubbing my clit. God, that feels fucking incredible. Yes. Keep going. Fuck. I can't even think of anything to say. That's what you do to me. Well, we still have a little ways to go. Allow me. Fuck. Your cock tastes so good. Having your cock in my mouth. My fucking god. Your cock tastes so good. But I don't want you to come yet. I'm still gonna need your cock for later. But fuck. Keep eating me out. I wanna come with your warm tongue on my wet pussy. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah, I'm a rock star. What did you think I was gonna be like? Fuck. Holy fuck. Oh yeah, you touching my clothes. Fuck. Holy fuck. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna. Fuck, I'm coming. Wait, no, we're not done yet. Come here. Yeah? You like it when I jerk you off? You feel those guitar string calluses on my hand? You like this, don't you? It reminds you that you're about to fuck the front woman of a fucking rock band. Look at you getting so thick and hard for me. You ready, baby? Are you ready for me? So am I. Just gonna lower myself onto here. Oh my god, that feels so fucking good. Oh shit. Fuck me. Fuck. Yes, baby, fuck me. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Yeah, grab my fit. Grab my hips and fuck your cock with my body. Yes. Come on, baby, harder. Harder. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're making me shake. Reach under my shirt and grab my chest. Grab my chest. Yeah, like that. I wanna feel your hands on my nipples.
Dick broken? No? You good? I am so sorry. Holy shit. Yeah, fuck. I guess I thrusted too hard there. Did that just ruin the moment? Because now I can't stop laughing.
Really? You know how to fix it? How's that? Okay. Fuck, you're right. You were right. Yeah, keep rubbing my clit like that. Oh, fuck. That's it. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Don't ever fucking stop. What's that? What the?
You want me to sing?
Sing what? What do you... how do you expect me to sing? I can barely... I can barely speak. You sure? Okay. But, you gotta get closer and closer as I sing, okay? Okay? I want us to come together. Okay. Okay. Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be, as a friend, as an old enemy. Take your time, hurry up, any choice is yours, don't be late. Take a rest, as a friend, as an old memory. Memory. Oh, fuck. Memory. Memory. Oh, fuck. 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 I'm coming. Yeah, you are too. Okay, fuck. Come inside me. Come inside me. Come inside me. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh my god.
I feel like all my problems just floated away.
Fuck.
Whoa, where are you going? Sit down. Come here. Nuzzle up to me. You know what? You have turned what would have been another bad show into one of the best nights I can remember. I can't remember the last time someone showed me as much kindness and understanding towards me. And the sex. Well, I don't need to tell you how I felt about the sex.
There's actually something I kind of want to ask you, and you can say no if you want. Like, that's totally fine. But do you maybe want to come on the rest of the tour? Stay on the bus with me? Watch from backstage? It's just that you're the only person I've met in a long time that makes me feel like writing a love song. All of my songs are about depression and frustration and self-loathing, and I mean, that's all good stuff to write songs about, but when I look at you, even in the super brief time that I've known you, I want to tell everyone how you make me feel. You make me want to get up on stage and play my fucking heart out. And I'm pretty disillusioned, so that's a big compliment.
Hey. Is it okay if I sing you something now? Yeah? Okay. Well,
I don't know if you know this one, but just listen, okay?
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your head is out. I'm sure you had it all before, but you never really had a doubt. Anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.